Hello, this is Maverick Hunter. I'm doing a podcast for www.bufftopseeker.com. I'm going to share my views. I'd like to say a few things about podcasting, about my podcasts. First of all, I had a cold before, so please disregard the past. I'd like you to. And I'll try to make sure that this one doesn't instant fail. Well, first of all, certainly, there's a lot of talk going on about what to do and what not to do in politics, but it doesn't matter because they all lie in politics. Bush vetoed a vote that was by both Republicans and Democrats to withdraw the troops from Iraq and set up a timetable, and he's basically vetoing all of America's beliefs. Over 50% of America believes that we shouldn't be fighting the war in Iraq. They believe that we should be pulling out of Iraq. There are only a few, less than 200 days left, or 300 days left, or 400 days, however many days it is, until 2009. So I think we're fine until then. And the conflict in Iran, which I was surprised by, didn't provoke warfare, and really didn't start any new wars. I thought that the British would send a carrier fleet in to attack the Iranians and get the hostages rescued, but instead the Iranians released them under discretion of diplomatic pressure to make them look better, so that they could say that they were caught by the catch was set up, so they released them to make it look like it really was a setup and that it was fixed. I guess that's what I think. I think we're doing fine in the Iraq war, but 600,000 casualties doesn't say so. I'm saying we're doing fine casualty-wise. We really need to pull out of that. A lot of my campaign focused on what if, and a lot of what ifs. Since I took my 2-week break, I stopped realizing that the what ifs were bad, and what I really should be thinking of is what should we do. We shouldn't let Europe fall. We should protect Europe and occupy the areas that the terrorists are in outside of Europe. That way, we don't have to go worry about going in Europe to protect them, because once the terrorists get their hands on European technology, they're going to do devastating technological mayhem on us and our allies, including Japan, Korea, North Korea, China, Taiwan, and Asia. What else can I say? You know what? I'm going to make this podcast short because I want to make it sound like I've been goofing off when I was doing podcasting before. So I'll try and make it short and snappy so that you'll understand what I'm saying, hopefully, which you hopefully will. You know, I was saying politicians lie a lot. Well, and hey, what's with the cancer plague in the White House? They're finally getting plagued for what they've been doing wrong all along. That's good. That means that they're actually getting contempt and punishment for what they did. That's a good thing. I don't believe hardly anything on this. I don't believe many conspiracy theories, but I do believe that things are always behind the scenes, done behind the scenes. That's not a conspiracy theory. Why do you think that's a conspiracy theory? If secret organizations controlled every society, and they have shown in history that they've controlled lots of societies, how do you think that's a conspiracy that they're controlling this one? That's my point, because that really isn't a conspiracy theory. I do not believe ADHD is caused by anything. I believe ADHD is caused by yourself. this is just a compilation of my thoughts again. But ADHD is caused by yourself, what you do, and how you act, and who you act around, and who you talk to, and who talks to you. I believe there is no cure for it, and I know that people have trumped the number of figures for people who have prescribed medicine for ADHD have jumped rapidly the last few years. But I say that the medicine won't help, and that they should look for a psychologist to really help them, because that's really the only way they're going to get cured from ADHD. Our school system is really dumbed down. I switched to a private school, and I'm wearing 10 times as much material than I would in a public school, and I'm getting 5 times less homework. I don't get homework as much. But I feel smarter. Education is important. And public schools should be getting the same attention. And people in public schools should be getting the same attention as people in private schools. I know some people learn differently and may think that public schools are better than private schools. But everybody should learn equally. And they all should basically live in different schools that are right for them. They shouldn't have to worry about being stressed all the time. If folks could read, that would be a very good thing. But what makes you think he can? I bet he doesn't read anything. I bet he thinks about reading, but he really doesn't. All he does is ask someone to say what it says for him. But then again, most people don't read a book. Over 40% of our country, unfortunately, has never read a book. I am glad to say that I'm not with that 40%. North Korea hasn't been in the news lately. What do you think of that? Well, I don't know, but I don't want it. I want to know what you think. Because North Korea is very the country of North Korea is a very bad country, supposedly. But apparently, they haven't been doing much damage. Pakistan just did a nuke test, apparently, according to one source on ATS. I don't have the topic in front of me. But apparently, they aren't getting talked about. Why is the media being so depressed all the time? The media seems depressed. Why is that? They're usually jumping the gun on certain situations. They're not reporting everything in the news. This is a Collective Thought podcast. I hope you like it. And this is Maverick Hunter. This is a Collective Thought podcast for my 2007 campaign. Vote for me, Democrat. 2007.